The Garden of Paradise by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Alex Lehman. There was once a king's son. No one had so many beautiful books as he. In them, he could read of everything that had ever happened in this world, and he could see it all pictured in fine illustrations. He could find out about every race of people and every country, but there was not a single word about where to find the Garden of Paradise. And this, just this, was the very thing that he thought most about. When he was still very young and was about to start his schooling, his grandmother had told him that each flower in the Garden of Paradise was made of the sweetest cake, and that the pistils were bottles full of finest wine. On one sort of flower, she told, history was written, on another geography or multiplication tables, so that one only had to eat cake to know one's lesson, and the more one ate, the more history, geography, or arithmetic one would know. At the time, he believed her, but when the boy grew older and more learned and much wiser, he knew that the glories of the Garden of Paradise must be of a very different sort. Oh, why did Eve have to pick fruit from the tree of knowledge, and why did Adam eat what was forbidden him? Now, if it had been only I, that would never have happened, and sin would never have come into the world. He said it then, and when he was 17, he said it still. The Garden of Paradise was always in his thoughts. He went walking in the woods one day. He walked alone, for this was his favorite amusement. Evening came, the clouds gathered, and the rain poured down as if the sky were all one big floodgate from which the water plunged. It was as dark as it would be at night in the deepest well. He kept slipping on the wet grass and tripping over the stones that stuck out of the rocky soil. Everything was soaking wet, and at length the poor prince didn't have a dry stitch to his back. He had to scramble over great boulders where the water trickled from the wet moss. He'd almost fainted when he heard a strange puffing and saw a huge cave ahead of him. It was brightly lit, for inside the cave burned a fire so large that it could have roasted a stag, and this was actually being done. A magnificent deer, antlers and all, had been stuck on a spit and was being slowly turned between the rough-hewn trunks of two pine trees. An elderly woman, so burly and strong that she might have been taken for a man in disguise, sat by the fire and threw log after log upon it. "You can come nearer," she said. "Sit down by the fire and let your clothes dry." "There's an awful draught here," the prince remarked as he seated himself on the ground. "It will be still worse when my sons get home," the woman told him. "You are in the cave of the winds, and my sons are the four winds of the world. Do I make myself clear?"
"Where are your sons?"
the prince asked.
"Such a stupid question is hard to answer."